Le Smart Payfare System sera officiellement lancé le 2 janvier 2022, permettant aux usagers de payer avec une carte à puce rechargeable appelée Connect Pass. La carte à puce peut maintenant être chargée pour être utilisée en janvier par les usagers du transport en commun qui souhaitent acheter leur laissez-passer ou acheter des tarifs à l'avance. Les laissez-passer de connexion peuvent être obtenus en ligne via le aurelia.usetransit.com ou en personne en visitant le centre-ville d'Aurelia ou la bibliothèque publique d'Aurelia. À compter du 2 janvier, les utilisateurs d'Aurelia Transit pourront payer leurs billets en passant leur carte TAP sur un lecteur. Cette carte peut être chargée en ligne ou en personne, a déclaré le maire Steve Clark. J'ai eu la chance de m'entretenir avec Jeff Hunter, qui est directeur du transport en commun pour la ville d'Aurelia. Il m'a premièrement expliqué les quelques nouveautés et avancements qu'il y a eu ces derniers temps pour Transit Aurelia.
So the new features that City of Aurelia has added, and we've kind of termed the phrase continuous improvement program. So at Aurelia Transit, we strive to make things better for our ridership and our passengers every opportunity we have. Some of the new items we've added is we're adding a number of new shelters every year. They're now complete with solar lighting and seating, so it's a little nicer, especially in these winter months when it gets dark early. We've added bicycle racks to all of our buses, so passengers can come and can help support cycling, tourism, and things like that. There's a great trail network in Aurelia, and this can get people around to different areas, as well as we will also partner with Lynx, which is the county service that goes currently between Aurelia to Barrie and to Penetang Midland. They also have bicycle racks, so people can kind of go between those communities and enjoy some cycling, or families can get to safer areas for cycling as well. We've also added new security cameras. So there's a number of cameras in all of our buses. This provides a safer environment for both our drivers. It's very important that they have a safe working space, but it also gives a great safe area for our ridership and our passengers. It just makes everyone feel a little bit safer and make sure that we're running a good service that helps everyone.
Comme nous l'a dit M. Hunter, Aurelia Transit ne cesse de moderniser son système de transit pour mieux servir ses clients. Eh bien, ça vient également avec cette nouveauté, la Connect Pass. Il nous explique ce qui en est.
The new Smart Pay system, or what we call the Connect card, with a big O on it for Aurelia. This is our new Smart Pay card that allows users to load rather than carrying a membership ticket or change. This card can be purchased from aurelia.usetransit.com or in person at the Aurelia City Center or the Aurelia Public Library. But we're encouraging people to log in, buy their cards online. They can reload it. It's convenient from their own home.
Donc, l'ère numérique arrive du côté de Aurelia Transit. Pour pouvoir se procurer une de ces Connect Pass, il faut visiter le aurelia.usetransit.com, comme nous l'explique M. Jeff Hunter.
Passengers can log into that website. It's also on the news release here. And get their own card. There's a service where their card can be mailed to them if they wish to do that now, or they can come in and pick up their card at the Aurelia City Center or at the Aurelia Public Library and keep that card, because that card's fully reloadable. You can add, monthly fares, single trip fares, just a cash value that could be used for fares. So, and then there's a couple specials. We used to sell bulk tickets, and there was a bit of a discount for people that bought those, and we have the same discount ticket package available, but that would just be reloaded onto the Connect card.
Pour recharger cette carte à puce, cette Connect Pass, eh bien, c'est un jeu d'enfant. On se rend directement sur aurelia.usetransit.com, comme nous l'explique encore une autre fois M. Jeff Hunter.
To reload the card, it's downtown at the Aurelia City Center or at the Aurelia Public Library, and that's to do it in person. The most convenient way is to do it in your own house, and just you log in, you register an account at aurelia.usetransit.com, and you can reload that card from your own house. So the card will also have reminders that you can set when you log in to tell you that your balance is getting low. For example, you had a cash balance, it would let you know. You could set a reminder, and then you could reload those cards so that it's always available.
Finalement, en début d'année, Aurelia Transit travaillera de pair avec Lynx Transit afin que leur carte à puce et celle du Smart Pay Fare soient acceptées dans les deux services d'autobus.
So right now, we are partnered with Lynx Transit, which is the county's inter-city or inter-area transit service. Well, that gets us to the Barrie. Aurelia Transit is now connected to Barrie Transit through Lynx. Same as with Midland and Penetang, I believe with Saginaw Beach and Collingwood are as well. So for Aurelia passengers, when you board an Aurelia bus, if you transfer to the Lynx bus, you can ask the driver to provide you with a transfer slip. That slip is scannable, so the Lynx bus will scan that slip, and you will get a dollar discount on their fare. Same advantage happens in reverse. If you're a Lynx passenger coming from one of these other communities into Aurelia and would like to jump onto Aurelia Transit, ask for a transfer. The Lynx driver will provide you that transfer. That transfer, when scanned upon entering the Aurelia bus, will reduce your fare by $1. So that fare agreement is to help passengers and to give an incentive to use both bus services together. So right now, that system will be in effect as of January 2nd. We're moving along quite well. What will be our next step will be that Aurelia Connects card or the Lynx card. Either card, then you would be able to tap that onto the other bus. So those are some technical things that we're working with our technical people and the county's technical people to get that up and running. I anticipate that happening in the first part of 2022, but right now, please ask for transfers, and you receive a dollar discount on the receiving transit agency's fare.